Yeah, and you use gold in your book as a standard of reference, which is something that most people are familiar with. One question that that did pop into my mind when I was reading your book was whether the phenomena you're describing are tied to the rise of crypto over like this last period of time, because it seems like people have been casting about for, in some ways, alternative to fiat currencies that aren't gold. Is that something that that you think is an outgrowth of what you're describing?
It has the form together of what is money. I mean, it's genesis. What is money, and how can we not only digitalize it, which makes it some extent efficient, but also the real questions: can it maintain value so it will not be depreciated by central banks? That's a key thing. Can it be transferred, used all around the world, accepted for purchases and sales all around the world? Then it has to do with issues like, can it be private? There's a saying in gold's case, which is, it's the only financial asset that you can own that is private and you can move around, that isn't dependent on somebody paying you money, paying you something. So as a medium of exchange. So crypto, those in a fiat world naturally becomes a alternative consideration. And the fact that it's gone on something like Bitcoin, I guess about 11 years, and it hasn't been hacked, and it, you know, is working in that way, has its particular appeal. It has big issues. It's not a private asset. It is easily outlawed. It doesn't constitute a high enough percentage of wealth. It's right now, for example, Bitcoin's worth maybe $700 billion or so, and which makes it a small asset by comparison to a lot of things, like Microsoft is worth more than crypto is. And so it hasn't reached those particular stages. I think that people are grappling for what the new money will be in this environment. And I think we don't know yet what the new money is. I think we're going to see different countries put out their different versions of digital countries, currencies, and then there will be private assets, and gold will play a role. The important thing is, we have entered an era which will carry us through the next number of years of what is the money that is widely accepted as a medium of exchange and a viable storehold of wealth.